It was a voter drive, Lee, and for years, they've been bringing more future voters here than there were jobs. This is a simple mathematical situation. They had to support them. Well, and let me break the math down. And I can't believe nobody else is doing this math, okay? And this is why I hammered this over and over. When you bring in 20 million illegals, 12 million over the border, we know that for fact. They either use the Border One app and were given the free hotels and flights, or we caught them on the sensors. The sensors are quite good. We don't miss anyone. 2 million gotaways. We've got 12 million total there. The other 8 million Trump always refers to are lesser known. They're visa overstays. They're still here. That's 20 million future Democrat voters, the way they see it. And then 4 million more legal visa entrants that have come into the country. 4 million more during in the last 4 years. Okay, that's it. It's 25 million. Okay, when you're Democrat and your agenda is to destroy the American economy, to increase government dependency, i.e. Democrat dependency, that clashes with your voter drive. I mean, how the heck did anybody add 25 million people to a country in 4 years that is creating an average of 60,000 jobs a month for the whole country? Just for the legal immigrants, Lee, the ones legally coming in on visas, the ones where, hey, okay, we'll take in 25,000 people from Uganda. Why? I don't know. That's just what it said in the bill. Well, do we have jobs for them? No. Cool. How's that going to work out? Not so well, really. So 60,000 jobs a month, that's what we created last month. And after the Joe Biden revisions, that's what on average he was creating a month. But some quarters, Lee, of course, we had no net job creation, understand. But you take in 25 million people. 60,000 jobs for the entire country? Really? Like real payroll jobs? Yeah, that's it. Last month, that's it. Trump's going to fix that, okay? He's got it under control. Trust me, it's going to be a job boom. But that's what we were doing. So you have to pay their bills, Lee, or they will not come here to serve their sole and central purpose, which is to vote Democrat so we can have a one-party system like China. So what are you going to do? I mean, think about it. Dairy gap, desert, women get raped. It's a tough trip. They're not just going to come to wash your dishes. You crazy? I mean, I know the chamber said that, but they lied. Plus, there's not enough jobs for them to do it anyway if they wanted to. They're only going to come if you give them free stuff and Democrats know it. So they hid them, i.e. the 9 million Social Security numbers that Kristi Noem is currently sorting through Department of Homeland Security, including the 6,000 terrorists. Illegal immigrants all got the numbers, right? Well, they can't legally get those. But that's a lot of people, 25 million. I mean, you can't dump them all on the welfare rolls, right? I mean, they put a lot of them on, but you can't. So you need fraud. You got to have fraud. There's no other way to do it. We are finding this fraud every dang day. And that is fantastic, Lee. This is, I know it makes a lot of you mad. It makes you depressed. Don't be depressed. Be excited. I'm pumped up. This is the second chance this country gets. Because otherwise, you know what? They were turning you and your kids into debt slaves. And we're in a situation, Washington State, the Attorney General is threatening if anybody goes out there and does a Nick Shirley style video to investigate this, they will arrest you, not the fraudsters. That was the America you were going to live in. You're a slave. Your children are debt slaved. You work for the Democrat voters. They are a higher class than you. They sit on their butts all day. You work your ass off. And that's how it was going to go. And you complain, you get arrested. You do a video. Well, no one would ever see your video because the FBI would censor it on X. That was the system. It's being smashed right now. And us finding out about it and how we've been stolen from, yes, it's painful. But it's finally happening. Nobody else would do this. So here's Dr. Oz, Lee. And if you notice this, he's on Fox like every other day now. Yeah. I found $1 billion this week. Yeah, last week was $1 billion too. Yeah, there was another billion. We kicked them off though. This is new, okay? This is just the $1.3 billion from California illegally signing up illegals to put them on Medicaid. And see, and that is our problem here, all right? You don't have to go to DC to sign up for Medicaid. You should, but you don't. We sign them up at the state level. So what these Democrats have done is they sign up these illegals illegally. Illegally. Here's Dr. Oz.
California's the varsity team. Minnesota's JV at this game, we believe. And we already know, just looking at one specific little minor seeming issue, which is the number of illegal immigrants getting covered by state Medicaid programs. In California alone, we already have $1.3 billion that they're actually paying us back on because they know they're ripping off the federal taxpayer. What that means, Laura, is if you're watching me and Laura's show in Texas, Florida, or even New York, you're paying taxes that go to California taxpayers wrongly because we should not be paying for illegal immigrants in any state to get elective health care.
But this has been going on.
Yeah, because they can't legally get it under federal law. Mm-hmm. Now, for the first time, and you can see, Lee, and then I want to hear what you think about this. The first time you can see the Trump administration gets it. They know where this is going. Dr. Oz, for the first time, and he's the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That's for Trump. Trump appointed him. He's tying it to voter registration.
But let me share something with you that I learned recently. By federal law, if you sign someone up for Medicaid, you also give them the right to vote. So ironically, it's true for SNAP as well. As you give out social services, you also get them registered to vote. So you're building up a very partisan group of individuals. This is political patronage at the expense of Medicaid. And the criminal part here is not just a horrible waste and fraud and abuse of our federal tax dollars, but you're taking money from our most vulnerable citizens. If you're lying about the fact that you have some...
Okay, I want to explain how they did this really quickly. What is he talking about? He's talking about the NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act. What it says is you have to offer them the option, anybody you sign up on welfare, including Medicaid, but there's other programs too, food stamps, all of it. You have to offer them the option to sign up to vote, and then you have to help them at the state level if they want to. It's not mandatory they register. Except, do you know what these Democrat states have done? I didn't even know this till I looked it up this morning. These Democrat states have then passed laws, Lee, saying in our state, when you sign up for Medicaid, you are automatically put on the voter rolls.
Sort of like the voter thing.
Yes. Oregon, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Massachusetts, Minnesota.
Go figure.
It is a laundry list of every state that also doesn't require voter ID to vote. We just figured it out, Lee. It's all connected to fraud in the vote. It's the same. I'm going to play one more thing for you because I've been playing this for weeks. This is going on in Michigan, okay? So this is going on at all levels. This is Republican Representative Jason Wofford. And they are in an under oath hearing. They're going through the welfare application for Michigan, the official one. It's on the prompter. It's 27 pages long. It will not process unless on the last page you have to check the box to register to vote. Will not process. But here's the thing about it, because Michigan is one of those that has this law. It does not require a social security number or identifying number of any kind, just your birthday and your name. See how this works? So the welfare fraud and the voting fraud, they are the same.
We've got real waste, real fraud, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Unemployment Agency. People can simply check a box saying that they are eligible, and in most cases, that is enough to start receiving benefits. There's only four pieces of information that are required. A first name, last name, an address, and an alien number, only if that person self-identifies as a non-citizen. No social security number is required, even if someone claims to be a citizen. I brought MDHHS before our committee. We pulled up the website for benefits. We went through all 27 pages. And at the end, we're given the opportunity to register to vote.
And he goes on there for another 3 minutes. But basically, it will not process. It will not roll over unless you click the box.
But yet us citizens have to show a real ID in order to fly or going to a federal building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Congress right now is working on digital ID to go online. Yeah. Just to protect the children.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So everybody's going to have to prove who they are and thus their age so the kids don't see bad stuff. But Lee, don't get mad about this, okay? We're finally finding out about this. I mean, yesterday, the Trump administration completely turned off the rule that allowed those daycares to get the funding, sight unseen, no checks, no verification that kids are there. We are catching this, and I am telling you, there are going to be 5 to 10 million illegal immigrants going to flee this country this year. They're going to take Trump's free ticket, and they're going to go because they can't pay the bills. And you're going to see millions of legal immigrants flee too. Why? There's not enough jobs for everyone. There's not. And without the fraud, the Democrats can't keep them here. Folks, this, we're in the heat of the Civil War. That is what you are watching here. And we are disarming the Democrat troops.